Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Now, we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we come to rejoice in the God of our salvation, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on today. Amen. And we just want to give God some praise, for truly the Lord is worthy. Amen. He brought us through the night, brought us into a brand new day. Amen. Nobody did it but him. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. We decree it. We declare it. It is so. And every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. So if this is your first time, amen, sharing with us, amen, welcome, welcome, welcome to our platform. Amen. You have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. We ask that you enjoy our services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform, amen, 7 days a week, amen, for the last 10 years and 8 months, amen, and we're not tired yet, amen. We're moving forward, amen, moving forward, moving forward, moving forward in the things, amen, hallelujah, that pertain, amen, to the Lord and his kingdom. Amen. And we bless God. We ask that you would visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God, and find out more about our ministry, our altar of prayer. Amen. Bible studies on Wednesday nights. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our media streaming ministry, and to God be praised. Amen. And it's more than that and more to come. And so we bless the Lord. All right. All right. All right. Bless God. Amen. We would like to, amen, begin, amen, with our reading today, amen, coming from Dr. Lauren, amen, glory be to God, in North Carolina, amen, as she comes, amen, to share with us on today, amen, of the reading that the Lord has laid on her heart to share, amen. So we bless the name of the Lord, amen, amen. Give me 1 second, saints. Okay, bless the Lord. Dr. Lauren, are you there?
Yes, good morning, and praise the Lord. How are you doing today?
I'm exceedingly well, thank you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Praise him. Amen. Thank you for reading today, and the floor is yours.
All right, thank you so much for this opportunity. The name of this reading this morning is Your Words Are a Tree of Life. The principal truth in Proverbs 15:4 is the same as the one in Proverbs 18:21, which says, we minister either life or death with our words, with our mouth, and life are in the power of the tongue. These two verses explain why God's word reminds us often to pay attention to the words we speak. In Ephesians 4:29, Paul writes, do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others, according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who who hear you speak. Notice that the word spirit in Proverbs 15:4 is spelled with a lowercase s. This tells us the verse is not talking about the Holy Spirit, but refers to the human spirit. In other words, our words have the power to give life to or to break down the spirit or heart of other people, as well as our own. As believers, we are not to speak things that would discourage people or make them want to give up on life. Nor are we to pollute ourselves or others with negative words or comments. We are not to use our mouths to hurt people. We should speak words that heal, restore, and uplift. Try giving each person you come in contact with a sincere compliment. People light up when we point out something good about them. That concludes our reading. God bless you.
Amen. Bless the Lord and God bless you. Indeed, people do light up. Amen. Glory be to God. That is so true. Amen. And your words are a tree of life. Amen. We have to remember that saying. Amen. The death and life. Amen. Are in the power of our tongue. Amen. And this is why Brother David, amen, in his prayer to the Lord, he asked the Lord that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. O Lord, my strength and redeemer, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Amen. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Lauren. Amen. We appreciate it. Amen. And we want to thank God for that very encouraging reading. Amen, beloved. You can encourage somebody with your words or you can kill somebody with your words. When the Lord said, don't commit murder, amen, we can actually murder somebody with our words, murder their character, steal their joy, amen, with our words. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? But we don't go to jail for, we don't go to physical jail for that, beloved, amen, but you're going to be held accountable for that. It's even worse. Amen. If somebody took a knife and killed somebody, they would go to jail. If somebody used their words and they actually killed somebody. Glory be to God, beloved. That's why the Bible says, amen, that we are going to be judged for every word. The Bible says this. Amen. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, let me find that scripture right quick. Amen. Glory. The Holy Spirit just dropped that in my spirit. Amen. Let me see if I can find that. Give me 1 second. Okay, we are going to be judged for every word. Okay, Matthew 12:36 says this. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every idle word you speak. And glory, every empty word you speak, every careless word you speak. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible says every word, beloved. He's talking to born-again Christians here now. Born-again Christians. Amen. We're going to have to give an account for every word that come out of our mouth. You see why we have to, amen, slow down and be slow to hear, quick to hear and slow to speak? Because you're going to be judged for it. You're going to be judged for it. Amen. Thank you so much for that very, very encouraging, timely reading on today. Amen. God bless you and have a good day.
God bless you. And you too. Bye-bye.
Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Beloved, amen. I just received a phone call, amen, about a half an hour ago from our brother Michael Curso. He was our special guest on today. Amen. He's been up all night, amen, for stomach virus and unable, amen, to perform this morning, unable to come forth, amen. He has a brilliant testimony, a glorious testimony of the miracle working power of God on his life, amen. How the Lord took him from the bottom to the top, amen. Glory be to God. He is a multi-millionaire, glory be to God, and knowing how to build teams and knowing how to maneuver in the business world, but yet giving God all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Okay, now he's sending me. Now he's saying he feels better. Wait a minute, saints. wait a minute. Okay, because I don't like confusion here. Okay. So let me see. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So he said he's not feeling well. He wants to come through. He doesn't want to disappoint anyone. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. All right. And so what we're going to do, amen, because we don't want to, amen, press the service today. We don't want to strain the service today. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't want to strain the service. So we're just going to flow with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's saying he's feeling better, but I prefer for him to come when he is fully charged. Amen. Michael has been here before. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. We want prayer warriors. Let us lift up Brother Michael in prayer. Amen. That he will feel better. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms 139 and 14 says this, beloved. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Psalms 139 and 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Amen. We just want to focus, amen, beloved, amen, on the investment that God made in you. We're teaching, amen, on the last days, the last times, amen. And so we're going to pick up that teaching tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God that we started on Monday. Amen. Where the Lord has given us all the signs that we are indeed living in perilous times and in the last days. But we want to stop today and turn it a different way because we all had our mindset on Michael coming. Amen. And so we were sort of different mindset. Amen. To hear. And he's over there pressing his way. We don't want him to think he's under no obligation. We can always reschedule Michael when he's feeling better. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I don't want to strain you. Amen. Digging deep for a testimony today when we had the mindset that we was not going to share with that. So let me still focus on you today. Amen, beloved. This being our Praise Wednesday. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord tells us, amen, that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory be to God. And we can find that in Psalms 139 and 14. Glory be to God. And you can put your name right there in the spot. I praise you, Lord, that Alfreda, or whatever your name is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Amen and amen. Beloved, let me tell you something. You're so special to God. Amen. That God made an investment in you. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So most people struggle poor self-images.
We see ourselves as unworthy shacks built of mud and sticks. You hear people say, oh, I'm just a worm. I'm just worthless. And their image is very, very poor, very, very low. We certainly do not see ourselves as highly decorated shrines of the Holy Spirit that, beloved, that the Lord speaks about in his word, and how the Lord sees us and how the Lord created us. Oh, glory be to God. God knew us, amen, before we were even, amen, placed into the womb of our parents, our mother. Before the sperm hit the egg, God knew you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, and Paul was aware of this too, beloved. And this is why Paul comments in 2 Corinthians 4:7. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we have. When we look, beloved, in the Greek, glory be to God, it can be translated when Paul says, but we have, in the Greek, amen, that's translated, but we hold, but we possess. Glory be to God. It is in agreement, beloved, with the phrase earthen vessels, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, which, and when you look at the Greek for earthen vessels, it describes something that is small, something that is cheap, something that is easily broken, that easily broken pottery. You ever buy that flower pot, and all you have to do is sneeze real hard and the flower pot cracks? Glory be to God. This particular kind of pottery was considered to be weak, fragile, and easily replaceable. And by using the Greek words that Paul uses here, beloved, Paul is making a strong statement regarding our real spiritual condition. He says that we hold or we possess some kind of treasure and vessels that are small, cheap, easily broken, and replaceable. This is how he described our physical body. And Paul was right, because the human body is fragile. A wrong diet can kill it. Working too hard can break it. Too much pressure can damage it. Even after caring for it your whole lifetime, exercising, taking vitamins, eating right, okay, doing all the right things with your body, your whole life, it still dies. You cannot evade that appointment with death. When death comes knocking on the door, you can't cancel it, you can't postpone it. Glory be to God. It still dies. Glory be to God. Somebody posted on Facebook, amen, caught my attention for a minute. I go on Facebook for about maybe just a couple minutes a week, just a couple minutes. And they had this pretty, I mean, this woman here was gorgeous. I mean, just beautiful. Skin was glowing, hair flowing, shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. Glory be to God. I mean, just beautiful. Everything looking perfect. Then the picture beside her, they had a skeleton in the funeral box. What was they saying? That regardless of how pretty you are, amen, this is how you're going in up. Regardless of how many curves you got, this is how you're going in up. Regardless of what's going on with you in life, this is how you're going to end up. see, in this funeral box, and we know that it goes in as a corpse, and then you go back years, and if you pull up, that box from the cemetery, glory be, I forgot the name for it, all you're going to find is bones and ashes. Because regardless, beloved, of how well or how pretty we are, amen, we still die. The greatest minds, Albert Einstein and people in his category, I mean brilliant. I still read on Albert Einstein. I'm amazed at his IQ level and the intelligence that God gave this man. And there are many, many others in that same category. The greatest minds. The most creative inventors. Y'all know I am an inventor. I'm constantly working on inventions. Glory be to God, because that's going to be one of the sources of income that's going to fuel God's kingdom. See, when that money is manifested, glory be to God, manifested, and it's manifesting right now. See? Great inventions. I gave my daughter an invention yesterday. I said, you and your husband need that. This is one of the ways y'all going to get rich. I said, look at this. Explore this. See? I love to go through the magazines and go through, amen. Erica moved into a house, glory be to God, and then she put some blinds up to the window. I was waiting for the drill. They got Venetian blinds now. Amen. You don't even need no screws. Don't need no taps. All you do is, amen, got some type of Velcro. I said, my God, that should have been my invention. All these wonderful inventions. The most creative inventors. The most highest intellects. Huh? The most colorful writers. Oh, thank God for the Maya Angelou. Thank God for the others, amen, that have come and gone, amen, and the ones that are here with us right now, even in this own ministry, amen, glory be to God. We thank God for them. The most dynamic politicians. Thank God for Barack Obama and other politicians. We know the nation rejoiced for 8 years when he ruled as president. Amen. The first Afro-American president. Well, we know some graves were turning. And glory be to God. And all the deceased Ku Klux Klan and those people, we know they turned over a couple times and probably still turning when Barack Obama became president. See? But beloved, amen, out of all these categories and more, amen, glory be to God, the point of the matter is today is they are all subject to physical death. Eventually, the human body breaks under the stress of age. And the vessel that carries such incredible talent and potential is reduced to unrecognizable dust, totally valueless. I used to work at a cemetery. She asked me to come and help her out. Amen. She was really in a bad situation. So I went in. I said I was coming in for a week or two and ended up working there for a couple of years. Amen. I still know people that work at the cemetery, those who dig the holes and all that. I don't even know how they can do it. Most of them, they was complaining that most of the guys, amen, they had a problem because they would smoke a joint every morning. Well, if you're not saved, they probably needed that joint. Marijuana stick, they probably needed that. I'm just going to keep it real. To go and dig holes. And then not only that, sometimes they got to go down in the holes. Sometimes they're pulling up caskets. I mean, look, God bless them. God, next time you go to a graveyard and somebody's burying one of your loved ones, God bless the men out there. Amen. For the type of work they do. Amen. And another thing, I see our men that pick up our trash, our men and women. Beloved, amen, stop blowing your horn when they holding up traffic and all that. You need to thank God for these men and women. These are unpleasant, nasty jobs. Unpleasant, nasty jobs. And we always got something bad to say. As Sister Lauren said today, glory be to God. Want to talk about them. No, you better thank God. Because what happened if somebody wasn't picking up your trash? But even the lady that invented that system, I don't know her name right now, and I'm not going to do it. You do your own research, glory be to God. When she came up with the idea, glory be to God. And so now you have people, amen, picking up your trash. That was somebody's idea. They didn't have a public system years ago and years ago. I don't know what they did with the trash. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, eventually, amen, our physical body becomes totally valueless. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Some human vessels break earlier and some last longer, but eventually they all break. They all collapse and they all return to dust. But here is the amazing part that I want to share with you on this Wednesday, my brothers and sisters. We, the earthen vessel, contain something Paul called the treasure. The word treasure, beloved, is the Greek, a Greek word, beloved, that describes a treasure so rich and immense that it could never be expended. This would be the treasure that the hunter's greatest dream, beloved. This, my friend, refers to the precious Holy Spirit which God has deposited inside of us. From natural appearances, we look weak, we look fragile, and we look valueless. Certainly, we don't look like a place where God would hide his greatest treasure. Paul wrote this verse with a sense of amazement. Glory be to God. Paul is saying here, beloved, hallelujah. If I would paraphrase what Paul is saying in this verse, he says, we hold this immense, incredible, rich, inexhaustible treasure in these human bodies of ours that are so easily broken and expended. Beloved, let me ask you a question. If you were God and possess the treasure that was infinitely grand, marvelous, wonderful treasure, place it in something as unreliable as you are. Glory be to the living God. But this is precisely what he did. Hallelujah. This is part of the miracle of our salvation. What we see with our eyes is the outer casting of weak humanity. But contained in that fleshly, contained in that carnal, contained in that short-lived body is the very power that created the universe. The very power that raised Jesus from the dead. The point is this, beloved. After recreating us in Christ Jesus, after turning our previously dead spirits into temples so marvelous that God himself is willing to live in them, and after placing his greatest treasures in our hearts, do you think the Holy Spirit is going to walk off and leave his investment for the enemy to rob, for the enemy to rape, and for the enemy to devastate? Do you think after God going to all that extreme, glory be to God, do you think that God is going to abandon you? Glory be to God. Well, beloved, empathetic answer to that question should be obvious to you by now. Never, 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 never. Never, 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 never. Never, 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 never. Amen. We shared on last Wednesday's Bible study how God would go to any extreme. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To get you, hallelujah, and to retain you and to keep you. Amen. Psalms 23 says, amen, he leadeth us in the path of righteousness. Glory be to God, huh? Even when we got to go through some tough roads, amen, hallelujah. This is an intense love affair, beloved. It's an intense love affair. God made an investment in you, and he is expecting a return on his investment. Why? Because the plans that God has towards you are good and not evil to bring you to an expected end. And I come to tell you this morning, hallelujah, that you're somebody in the Lord's kingdom. I come to tell you that you are special in the Lord's kingdom. I come to tell you that you are accepted in the beloved in the Lord's kingdom. I come to tell you that God is madly in love with you. Glory be to God. And there's nothing you can do to get God to change his mind. Glory be to God. He loves you. He loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. Beloved, hold your head up this morning. Hold your head up. Hold your bow head up. Glory be to God. Get a little swagger in your walk. Get a little posture. Rejoice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're the king's kid. Hallelujah. And God has made an investment in you. Hallelujah. Why? Because he lives in you. Hallelujah. God himself lives in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for putting your spirit inside of us. Yes, it's true that our bodies are weak, our bodies are fragile, and our bodies are temporal. Yet you have chosen to place your immense, incredibly rich, inexhaustible treasure in this fragile human body of ours that is so easily broken. Help us, Holy Spirit, to understand this wonderful truth so we can more effectively yield to and cooperate with you. Open our spiritual eyes so we can truly see the wealth that you have deposited inside of us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is the word of God. Amen. On our Praise Wednesday. Rejoice, saints. Amen. And again, I say, amen, rejoice, and we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We will, amen, God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do, amen. Michael did send me a text and he's feeling better, saying so keep praying. Amen. I didn't want to be talking to him, talking to you guys. I can't allow anything to break my focus like that. So that's why we're just rescheduled, Michael. Amen. We had a conversation already, but we are rescheduled. Amen, Michael. Amen. And to God be praise and to God be glory. Okay, a form of announcements today. We will be at the altar prayer. Amen. Today at 12 o'clock noon and Bible study tonight at 8 p.m. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We have a birthday to celebrate on tomorrow. Sister Joanne Thurman, amen, has a birthday on tomorrow. And our sister Joanne Brothers has a birthday next week. Amen. So those are the two that I know about. I feel in my spirit there's another August birthday somewhere. So you guys have my telephone number. Text me. Amen. Let me know, amen, it's your birthday so we can put that on the calendar, okay? And so we don't want to miss anybody. Sometimes we do. Amen. It is not an error of the heart. It is not the error of the heart. Amen. And so, amen. Let us know. Let us know. I know last year on my birthday, I didn't really even let y'all sing to me. I didn't feel like all that. I really didn't require all that. But you know what? Then afterwards, I said, you know what? If they want to do sing to the pastor, whatever they want to do for the pastor, then amen. I'm not going to cut your blessings anymore. Amen. So I said all that to say, we don't want to miss anybody. Amen. And you might not want us singing to you and all that we do. That's okay. Just say, Pastor, that's okay. Just express that, and we won't. We won't. You know what I mean? We're not going to embarrass you. Amen. If that's not what you want, then we won't do it that way. But we want to, in either case, we want to acknowledge you. Okay. That's what we want to do. All right. So and the Holy Spirit is telling me there's some more August birthdays. So even if we missed you, amen, let me know. Okay. We'll make it right. Okay. And because we appreciate you. Everyone that serves in this ministry, prays for this ministry, a part of this ministry, we thank God for you. Okay, Dr. Lauren, thank you again. Amen for the awesome reading on this morning. Amen. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Beloved, open your mouth and say what God says about you. Amen. Get your confessions, get your declarations, decree and declare them every day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Hallelujah. I have memorized hundreds of confessions. Amen. Like if I get started right now and I can roll. Amen. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the head. I am not the tail. Amen. I'm as bold as a lion. I owe no man nothing but the debt of love. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? Everything that I touch turns to prophetic gold. I mean, I can just roll off like that for like really, I can hold y'all here for about 30 minutes. And I'm not reading on no paper either. This is all in my spirit. Well, I have memorized what God has said about me. I put it in my spirit over the years. Amen. Glory be to God. I am in a winning environment. Glory be to God. Amen. I just can call it off. Glory be to God. I have power over devils. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing by no means shall hurt me. Glory be to God. I tread on serpents and scorpions. God shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Beloved, amen. This is what you need to do. Because as we said today, God lives in you and you are special. Amen. So tie that with the reading that Sister Lauren shared with us today, that death and life are in the power of your tongue, and stop speaking curses over your life. And start speaking blessings. Start speaking doom and gloom. And just say what Jesus said. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, and everything about you will begin to change. You'll begin to see things differently. You'll begin, amen, to deal with things differently. You'll begin to speak different. And guess what? And you'll be different too. Amen. Amen. All right, saints, that's it for today. I love you guys. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we'll have Michael back soon. Next week for our Praise Wednesday, I'll make the announcement tomorrow because the Holy Spirit dropped something in my spirit for us to do. But I didn't write it down. So all I have to do is ask him to bring it back to me, and he will. And when he does, I'll share it with you. Amen. Lord's willing, we want to continue on our teachings. Amen. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. It won't be long now. Amen. In the last days, perilous time shall come. Perilous time shall come. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, Lord's willing, amen, we'll continue there on tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. We cannot change the perilous time, saints. You can't change that. That's God's will. If God would change that means his word would be broken. You cannot change the perilous times. And he breaks down all the things that will be happening in the last days. And so you might say, well, Pastor, why pray? But as we said yesterday, we pray so we'll change. So we can now be bold, that we can now be used. That somebody's soul will be saved because of your witness and your testimony and your life. That's why we're going to pray. We're going to pray that somebody be saved from eternal hell, salvation. Oh, there's a reason to pray. There's a reason to pray. Don't you think God could have stopped COVID-19 when COVID-19 first hit? Over a year ago, going on 2 years now. You're trying to tell me with all God's people around the nation praying, you're trying to tell me that it's 2 years and God didn't stop COVID-19 and now they're coming with Delta and now they're about to make an announcement about something else that's stronger than Delta. You're trying to tell me God couldn't stop that? All our young men out there and innocent victims and people dying from bullets and gunshot, you're trying to tell me God couldn't stop that? You trying to tell me God doesn't have the power to stop that? The people that's dying from Crohn's, all the people that's dying in the wildfires and the floods and what's happening in Haiti, all the people that died in Haiti and Afghanistan, are you really trying to tell me that we serve a God who can't stop that? The things that are happening must happen because we're living in the last days. God cannot void his word. You can pray till you want to pray. It won't stop the situation around us. But something will change. And we'll pick up on that tomorrow in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We bless you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, order our steps and show us your pathway for provisions in Jesus' name. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. Father God, it will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father God, we ask that you would void every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, every spirit of premature death. Father, we want to lift up Michael. He was so excited to share with us on today, and he was attacked by this virus. Father God, and even now he's still struggling. He doesn't want to disappoint us. But Father God, the most important thing is that, Father God, he will really come forth with a double testimony. When he does come forth, not only does he have the testimony he was going to share with us today, but he also has the testimony that you have given him today. So Father God, we pray for Michael, Father God, and anybody and everybody else, Father God, that is ill in their body, ill in their mind, ill in their spirits, Father God. We pray healing to them, Father. Send your word and heal them of all their diseases. And we bless you and we say thank you. We magnify. Meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today, Lord's willing. Lord's willing, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And back tonight at 8 o'clock for Bible study, Lord. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we seal this prayer and we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet. It cannot and it will not be broken. And now unto him was able to keep you from falling in a potential fallacy for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Amen and amen.
You know.
Value the investment God made in you. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you.